Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start with some sad news this morning. We lost a few people over the weekend after a prolonged battle with cancer. Beverly Hills 90210 and Charm star Shannon Doherty passed away on Saturday at the age of 53, surrounded by her loved ones. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015. She went into remission in 2017. The cancer returned in 2019 as stage 4 metastatic cancer that then went to her brain. Throughout her illness, she remained committed to raising awareness and funds for cancer research, showing that people with terminal cancer have much to do. She continued working. She wanted to live her life to the fullest. She thought it was important to stay active and maintain a positive outlook. Here is a clip of Shannon talking about her appreciation for life after battling breast cancer since 2016.
I'm present and more in the moment than I ever have been in my life. And I'm just thankful and feel blessed that, like, I have today.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, we also lost her. She was 96, though. She lived quite a long life.
Can I go back to the story about Shannon Doherty just real quick, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
So Lana is 42 years old. She'll be 43 this year, 44 this year. So she's about, 10, 12 years, or she was about 12, 13 when Shannon was very popular, obviously, and watched her a lot on TV.
So did I.
Yeah, I know you did, but her teenage years were spent watching this woman on television. And when I tell
Same.
You, it hit her over the weekend. She was just really rocked by all of this. And going through having the double mastectomy and then still at such a young age, it was a tough one for her to hear this.
I too, at 53, it hurt. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, like, you get so caught up in the minutia and the day to day BS of your life, and it's like tomorrow is never promised.
So
it's just a journey, man. Try to enjoy it.
I was not expecting that at all on my notifications.
She put up
on
a hell
phone.
Of a fight.
She really did. And Richard Simmons passed away on Saturday, the day after his 76th birthday. I really don't know much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
He really went into his house 10 years ago and never came back out. But that's on that. Moving on to the Alec Baldwin trial. I don't know if you guys saw this, but wow. He had been charged for his alleged involvement in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. After a gun he was handling for the movie Rust was discharged with live ammunition in 2021, the case had begun. They sat a jury, and then the judge said this.
Dismissal with prejudice is warranted to ensure the integrity of the judicial system and the efficient administration of justice. Your motion to dismiss with prejudice is granted.
Apparently, it came to light that prosecutors potentially buried evidence that could have revealed how live ammunition was on the set. The late discovery of this evidence during trial has impeded the effective use of evidence in such a way that it has impacted the fundamental fairness of the proceedings.
Hmm. So they had information that could have proven him, not guilty or changed, what was going to happen, and they hid it. They kept it.
Feels like a miscarriage of justice.
Right, yeah.
Very, very, very weird. So I think we'll have Emily on tomorrow to talk about that.
Right.
So hopefully...
Yeah, we were originally planning to have Emily on today, but obviously with the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump, that's going to be a big part of our show a little bit later on this morning. So we pushed Emily to the show tomorrow to talk about that case.
Because it merits some conversation, certainly.
Yep.
All right, let's end on something good, shall we?
Yes. Please.
All righty. So, Travis Kelce played in a celebrity golf tournament over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a couple things happened. First and foremost, Carson, this should make you feel good. On hole 16, paramedics had to attend to a woman who was struck in the back of the head by a ball he hit.
Oh, the only reason I've never hit anybody with a golf ball is because when I play, I'm alone on the course. If I played in any tournament like this where there were fans, people would be injured for sure.
She was able to stand after a few moments. He walked down to check on her. So did his brother. However, after he took the shot, it did not send the ball where it needed to go. An onlooker shouted, "That's all right, you still got Taylor," to which he said, "You ain't lying." But apparently during this charity golf tournament, there's also a karaoke contest.
Okay.
Which he then sang Whitesnake's Here I Go Again, and he won. And here he is saying, "This is for you, Taylor.
Taylor, this is for you."
I love you guys.
That's an all-time song. That's an all-time good one.
Everything I've read said it was a screamo version, but, right. You know, whatever. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.